The entertainment industry has announced another round of lawsuits against computer users. Those targeted are suspected of sharing music and movie files without permission. Today, the record industry filed suit against 405 college students who use a relatively new service called Internet 2. Yesterday, the movie studios went after students using the same technology to download movies. NPR's Anthony Brooks reports.
Internet 2 is the super-fast computer network that links some 200 colleges, allowing them to share quickly massive amounts of data to help students and professors conduct research. In a computer lab at MIT in Cambridge, Professor Kurt Fent uses Internet 2 technology in his comparative media and German classes. He can link up students with real-time video images like this from a Berlin coffee shop, immersing his students in German conversation.
The big advantage for Internet 2 is that we can provide immediate access to high-resolution video, image, sound materials to students across the country. This is very difficult to achieve over the current Internet.
But some college students seem to have tapped into that same technology to swap music and movies. With Internet 2, it takes just a few seconds to copy a song and just a few minutes to copy an entire movie.
We can't allow a zone of lawlessness on the new Internet 2 network.
That's Carrie Sherman, president of the Recording Industry Association of America. Today, the association filed suit against students from 18 different colleges across the U.S., accusing them of copyright infringement. Sherman says they used the software known as i2Hub, which is specially designed for Internet 2.
We have seen college newspaper articles that basically suggest we thought i2Hub was safe, that nobody could see us. We want them to know that when you're on the Internet, illegal activity can be detected and there are consequences for it.
The head of the company that makes the i2Hub software is Wayne Chang, a 21-year-old student at the University of Massachusetts. Chang says his software was designed to help keep college students in touch with each other, and he says it isn't responsible for the illegal downloading. He calls the recording industry's legal approach unfair.
It happens with every new technology. Their first thought is to litigate because they don't like change.
Back at MIT, Professor Kurt Fent condemns unauthorized file sharing, but he worries about an industry peering over his shoulder as he uses Internet 2 in his classroom.
You have an industry that is exclusively interested in commercial interests, looking what you're doing for educational purposes. It's a frightening thought.
The Recording Industry Association of America says beyond the 18 campuses named today, it has evidence of i2Hub copyright infringement at another 140 schools in 41 states. Anthony Brooks, NPR News.